The Minister of Trade and Industry, Sana Tete, has asked Ghanaians not to politicize the voting technology for the 2012 general elections. She said the idea is to forestall double registration and generate a credible voters' register that could enhance peaceful elections devoid of acrimony. Ms. Tete was speaking at Tema at an induction service for the newly elected National Executive Officers of the Evangelical Presbyterian Church Men's Fellowship. Here's the news desk report.
The executive officers were elected to serve a four-year mandatory term at the Fellowship's 14th Annual National Delegates Conference held in October last year in Accra. The induction service brought together many dignitaries and a large congregation of Fellowship members representing all the EP church presbyteries across the country. Speaking at the ceremony, Hannah Tete urged all qualified Ghanaians to avail themselves for their biometric registration when the exercise commences on 24th March. The Trade and Industries Minister underscored the significant role of men in society, noting that Ghana needs God-fearing and trustworthy men in its leadership position to transform the society for the better. She urged the EP Church Men's Fellowship to put on the armor of light in order to win more souls into its ministry. In a sermon, the EP Church Synod Moderator for West Volta Presbytery, Reverend Joyce Kofi Kodade, called on Ghanaians to guard against acts and utterances that could cause chaos as the political heat gathers momentum towards the general elections.
A news desk report.